Welcome back to Schnepps Connects. Today we're joined by my friend Ralph Bumbacca, who's the commercial market president of New York City for TD Bank. TD Bank, known as America's most convenient bank, is among the top 10 largest U.S. banks by assets, serving over 10 million customers across more than 1,100 locations throughout the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Metro DC, the Carolinas, and Florida. Ralph brings over 35 years of experience in banking and finance and is responsible for leading TD's commercial, middle market, and small business banking initiatives through a community of over 135 stores and commercial banking hubs across the New York metro area. Before joining TD in 2010, Ralph's professional journey included leadership roles at Banco Popular, Mellon Bank, Bank of New York, and Chase. Ralph is also heavily involved in the community. He served on the boards of several nonprofit organizations, including the Frederick Foundation, Boys and Girls Club of Metro Queens, ASLF, Business Initiative Corp of NYC, Rockland Asset Management, the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, Carroll Garden Association, and the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce, and I'm sure there's many others. So I'm thrilled to have Ralph with me to discuss New York City's small business challenges and opportunities and the role that TD Bank plays through this lens. So Ralph, great to have you on the show and reconnect with you.
Thank you, Josh. Wonderful to be here with you, and always a wonderful time when I get to kind of share our thoughts on many topics throughout the Schnepps Media world here, and certainly on today's podcast about small business, which is near and dear for me.
Well, listen, I think one of the things I've always respected about you, Ralph, and TD Bank, as well as your community outreach, I really feel as a bank that your main mission has been supporting small business and being out there talking to small businesses. So I know TD Bank has become a lot more sophisticated and has conducted some surveys on small businesses throughout New York City. And I'd love for you to maybe just share a little bit about those findings.
Yes. So, you know, Josh, over a course of time, we do actual formal surveys, indirect and direct outreach to our clients. So just in this past April, we went out and took a survey for companies that have annual sales between $250,000 and $5 million. And you could look at small businesses in many different ways. We look at it across different revenue size or number of employees. We've come with some really good data. You know, basically, overall, we're seeing a fair amount of optimism, a lot of opportunity for job growth, and certainly the outlook for improving business conditions, despite some of the challenges that are out in front of some of these small businesses, bodes well for 25.
That's terrific to hear. Was there anything in particular in regards to New York City that compared on the national level?
Yeah. So when we look nationally, you are seeing job growth within small business. And so when you look at some of the statistics from Small Business Administration, and they kind of go a little bit higher in their revenue size, there is continued job growth and certainly signs of improvement. So even on the national basis, small businesses continue to be that engine, that fuel that ignites our economy, both here locally in New York City and across the country.
Well, that's really positive to hear. I think one of the things that a lot of people are talking about, probably small, medium, and even large-sized businesses, is simply the increased cost of doing business. It's got to be, you know, really one of the major concerns. And how do you see businesses planning to address those challenges over the coming months?
So small businesses, you know, always faced with these challenges of how to deal with the cost and the talent associated with hiring good employees and kind of managing through all that. And I know from time to time in my conversations with small business owners, it's really their approach and how they take time to look at their forecast. Are they budgeting? Do they have a sense of what's coming up for them in the next quarter and over the next year? And then really kind of figuring out monitoring tools to help them to develop that idea of what's ahead of them and working with those expenses that can kind of take away from margin, really kind of hurt the business. Using proper tools, utilizing cash management tools, managing their expenses, and understanding the industry and the field that they're playing in, and what are those outcomes that are on the horizon?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think, you know, people will probably say some of those increased costs are just really coming from inflation. And inflation, I think, is really impacting New York small businesses. What do you think specific strategies are being implemented to navigate those challenges?
A long, long time ago, I had an uncle that ran a small business. And one of his key lessons that he taught me was the importance of the purchase, dealing with, you know, you're buying your raw material, buying those goods and services that you need to run your business. So really key to hone in on finding resources and sources for those items that are important to your business and making sure you're getting the best possible opportunity for that. And then looking at kind of that working capital cycle, right? What do you need from a capital perspective? Looking at low-cost alternatives and applying that capital to the growth of your business and managing those expenses.
And I'm sure, you know, a good banking partner comes along with that to be able to help guide that.
Without a doubt, you know, we'll use another expression, kind of takes a village. You know, as you talked about in the intro about my involvement with various boards and chambers of commerce, I think those are critical partners to have, not only a good bank, but good resources like a chamber of commerce. We're very fortunate here in New York City to have small business services. I think they're a key player in supporting our small business community. Also, some of the emerging financial institutions like a community development financial corp, like BIC, that you outlined, and when you were talking about my biography, and also the Brooklyn Alliance. I think those are all key partners in kind of creating that universe that affords small businesses here to be successful. And that's what's encouraging. That optimism, I think, kind of plays out in our survey.
No, that's great to hear. I mean, you know, I think one of the things that I think about as a business is you always kind of recognize year over year that costs are going to go up. Retaining employees costs obviously comes in with giving raises. So you're always thinking about expanding and adding services as being a key opportunity. How do you see companies planning to implement that growth by expanding and adding services? And what challenges come along with that?
So most important thing is always be true to your business model and kind of understanding what is your go-to-market strategy?
Yeah.
And is there complementary or supportive services that you can add to amplify your brand, your product, I think is critical for that. So, you know, we see certainly from our small business environment here is they're always innovative. They're always thinking outside the box. They're always looking at ways to connecting. Just a couple of weeks ago for Black Business Month here in New York City, in partnership with the New York Urban League, we hosted entrepreneurs to kind of come in and network. And I think, you know, when you're in an environment like that, you really are part of a dialogue that kind of expresses all of the innovative ways of how they're looking at networking, getting ideas, connecting, looking at different solutions, how to position their product or their business in a way. And I think those are key indicators for me about the positive effort that's put in place by so many entrepreneurs.
Yeah, no, networking is fantastic for any business. Now, I always say in business, cash is king. And I think most business owners are looking at their cash flow constantly as a key barometer of their business and, you know, whether or not they can sleep at night. What steps are you seeing New York City business owners taking to really enhance their cash flow over the next, call it, year?
Yeah, so back to really that expense management component, I think that's key. Mm-hmm. And certainly, to your point, yeah, cash is king on that. And I know business owners look for resources, whether there's opportunities for contracts or grants or other forms of way to kind of supplement their revenue stream that can deal with the challenges that may come with expense increases over the course of time. But it's really getting back to that planning, using tools and resources that allows you to understand what your working capital needs, seasonality of your business, if that is a component of it, and working through those challenges by talking to your banker, I think is one of the most key things, talking to your advisors and kind of planning out for what that looks like quarter over quarter so that there are no surprises.
Yeah. So, I mean, just continuing on that thought, I mean, that's a big part of it is being able to support businesses with financial planning. What other measures is TD Bank taking to aid the small business community?
I think one of the critical things for us is really being that connector in the community, looking at that component of networking. And then I think another important aspect is the tools and services that we offer, that daily connectivity, you know, our retail franchises out and about in all the communities throughout New York City. And I think that ability to have the conversation, draw into and be with our bankers in our locations throughout the five boroughs, I think is critical for these small businesses in times that work for them. So our extended hours, our weekends, affords them the ability to take time to meet with their banker, to talk about what their plans and their challenges are and how to address them by using the right tools and resources that afford them, not only from the bank products and perspective and solutions, but also what's available to them throughout the community.
There's been this whole talk about this like soft landing, economically speaking. And most recently, it seems that there's going to be an upcoming interest rate cut. How could that impact the borrowing strategies for New York City small businesses?
So I think, which I think is long overdue, that we start seeing some relief in the interest rate environment. So we do have a sense that something that a rate reduction will occur at the end of September. What the following subsequent quarters look like is to be determined, I think. But that lowering the cost of capital, lowering that borrowing cost, I think is critical, especially going into a peak season. So if it's seasonality going into the fall, I think that could help many small businesses reduce their cost and their expenses by their borrowing costs kind of going down. And that always creates optimism and then always fuels the consumer, right? That's the critical piece for many of these small businesses is the consumer sentiment. And if people are more inclined to purchase, to be active within their community, to be with their small businesses, to be online with their small businesses also, I think that'll be important. And when there is a little relief from that interest expense that's associated with higher rates, I think we'll see even more economic opportunities for small businesses.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's psychological. I mean, we were so used to depressed interest rates for so long that when the rates shot up, people kind of get nervous. And now that hopefully they're coming down, it'll help people spend more and be able to borrow.
Yeah, definitely challenging when the rates increased so rapidly, so rapidly. And so that's why I think rate reduction is long overdue. I think inflation, we're seeing numbers where inflation is a little bit more manageable at this point, and job growth is maintaining. So these are all critical components that are kind of, sizing up well for the near term for many of our small businesses.
Well, over half of New York City businesses are planning to hire in the next 12 months. So what factors do you think are causing those opportunities?
I think there are sectors here within New York City that are real growth sectors in healthcare, life sciences, two critical areas. We are seeing quarter over quarter, when we kind of look at the numbers, even before the pandemic, we're really seeing that job growth occurring. So I really see kind of a more normal and a stabilizing environment here for giving that confidence and that ability to hire. And I think we have some key segments here, certainly in the tech and potentially in the AI space and that subspace of AI. They're going to be interesting opportunities. And that's the wonderful thing about New York City being so innovative and attracting capital that's going to fuel those mid-size and small businesses to grow.
And what trends are you seeing from those companies to prepare for that growth?
I think the trends that you're going to see is really kind of understanding what the opportunities are out there for their business. Training, I think, is a critical component for that, for their employees. And what does that look like? Just basic planning and that data insight, depending on your product or your business, what is the consumer interest? What are the consumer insights into that and how to apply that to your business? I think that's how they gear up for these opportunities that are ahead of them.
It's so funny. Earlier this morning, I was literally talking about our training program, that when someone joins our company, going through that training program is so critical. Really good point.
Yeah, I think over the years, we kind of see that ebb and flow in training. And I think we're kind of at that reflection point now for many businesses, that we kind of sometimes we get lulled and take it for granted, but it's a key component to driving your business.
Yeah.
It's an expense, but it's an important expense.
Well, considering that New York City business owners are going to be more likely to seek a loan or a line of credit to support employee growth, can you elaborate a little bit on what this means for the current and future needs of the New York City business ecosystem?
Yeah, I think certainly with the lower interest rate environment, it makes the ability to borrow more advantageous. And I think there are different channels to borrow in and to use finance appropriately, whether it's through a line of credit or equipment purchases or how you want to structure your financing. And that's why it's so critical to have that deeper conversation with your banker, and especially in that planning stage. So I think there are plenty of resources. There are plenty of tools out there that can afford business owners to look at finance in a way that, if matched appropriately, will allow them to continue that growth trajectory well beyond the next 3-4 quarters.
So, you know, overall, a lot of the stuff that, you know, that you're speaking of and that I'm hearing is very positive. And hearing that business owners in New York City are expecting to grow revenue over the next year, what would you say is really the driving force or forces behind that positive trend?
You know, I think that it's grit. I think it's attitude. When I think about a small business owner and their ability to really kind of, you know, use that grit to be that differentiating factor and wanting to be successful. And I think that's what makes New York City very special. We tend to concentrate that grit within this metropolitan area that I think drives the success of many small businesses. And then the fact, back to the other point, Josh, that we were talking about, that networking ability and not isolated. Yeah. There's a big community out there in whatever way you want to reach out for those resources. So whether it's a chamber of commerce, whether it's a business or a financial development corporation, your bank, those are all key in kind of creating that ecosystem that drives the success of small businesses throughout New York.
Yeah, really well said, Ralph. And you know, I think it's a testament that you are so engaged in the community for our listeners to know that when it comes from the top at TD Bank, being involved in the community, that you know that, you know, the whole organization is very supportive of small business. So, you know, really a pleasure always to catch up, Ralph, and chat with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Josh. Pleasure to be here with you. And thanks for allowing me to share my thoughts.
My pleasure. Please listen to us. The Schneps Connects podcast is available to subscribe on podcast.schnepsmedia.com or on all major podcast platforms.